Hi, my name is Susan Lund, and I'd like to welcome you back to our Ignite edition. Today, we're going to talk about selling beliefs. We have two more beliefs to talk about. This is Ignite number 46. As we talked about last time, selling is a lot like driving. Not all drivers have successful beliefs. All you have to do is look around when you're driving to work tomorrow. Some drivers care about themselves versus other drivers on the road. One of the most common false beliefs that I hear is outlined below, and that is when I first heard this, what I'm going to share with you is I was stunned. And here's why, because it came from a sales team. It is the belief that selling is pushy. I don't want to be pushy. Is that a true belief or a false belief? Well, it is a false belief. How does that belief make you feel that selling is pushy? When people believe selling is being pushy, they don't feel good about selling, and furthermore, they avoid selling. The question is, where did this belief come from? It could have come from an amateur selling to them or someone who was just focused on selling a product or service, what I call a self-centered person who is unskilled and they're trying to sell, but they just don't know how to focus on the customer first. Someone who is not trained properly, thus didn't learn how to sell professionally. And as a result, the person selling was pushy. The truth is that many people, teams, and organizations have false beliefs about selling and false definitions around selling, and they're not trained to sell like a professional. And as a result, they miss their sales goals, or they experience attrition, or struggle with gaining buy-in. When you have a successful definition of selling, you can adopt successful beliefs about selling and learn how to help your customers succeed. What can you do to ignite your selling potential and accelerate your success? Here are three productivity tips for you. Tip number one is ask your team what their beliefs are regarding selling. And number two is help them adopt successful beliefs regarding selling. And number three, focus on helping your customers succeed. It's customers first. Avoid the hazards of not gaining buy-in and missing your sales goals or losing the sale with false beliefs. Transform activity into productivity to adopt true beliefs, successful beliefs around selling. All right, feel free to take that for a test drive and good selling.